Okay, good evening, everybody. We in Parashat Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha Ma'arzecha Ma'arzechaim Betavicha El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka. Avraham Avinu is being told, leave the land, leave the place where you live, and go to the place I'm going to show you. Interesting enough is that he doesn't tell him exactly where to go, but he knows where to go. Because we see later on, and the pasuk dalet, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, v'echdor omer, and then in pasuk hey, Vayikach Avram, Avram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, the son of his brother, and all the property there, all the rechusham, asher achashu v'etanesh asher azu b'charan, v'yetzu lalechet arza Kanaan. So they went out to go where? Eretz Kanaan. So why is the Torah telling us, okay, if of course we understand if they go to Eretz Kanaan, so they will get to Eretz Kanaan. So what is...
Not necessarily. They may have set out and not get there. And they didn't set out from there. He didn't set out from his home because he left with his father and his father died along the way or something.
There are a lot of questions here.
The end of Medea.
You see, the Torah, if you say, maybe didn't get there, but if he got there, so the Torah could have said, and he went to Canaan. Why is the Torah telling us that he went out and he got there? If he got there, so tell us that he got there.
Well, maybe it's symbolic. He went out of his old life or went into a new life.
Maybe. But maybe there is another reason. And maybe also, when we say that God didn't really tell him where to go. So how does he know where to go?
He had ways.
But you have to put the destination on ways. If you don't know where you're going, the ways is not going to help you.
Take me to the Holy Land.
Follow the stars.
And then also, as you said, they're saying, Lech lecha ma'arzecha, ma'arzechaim betavicha. I'm sorry to tell you, he's not there. He's where is he? Let's say he's in Haran,
right.
And Haran is not the place where he's born. It was his. It's not his fatherland. It's just the place that his father stopped there and settled. So it's not his home. So why is the Torah telling us that he's going away? You should go here for your home, for your where the place where you're born. What's going on here? And nevertheless, the order is also wrong, because if he's going out of the country, so he goes out. Also from the town he lives, and also from the neighborhood, and also from the home he was born. So, in other words, if you say, Lech lecha ma'arzecha, you already said it all. And if you want to say, okay, there are stages, so start in the normal things. So, first of all, from the place he was born, then from the place he was raised up, and then from the land, from the country. So, how do we settle all those questions?
But it says,
yes. Yeah, where you were born.
Yeah,
but he's not there. He wasn't born there. That's what I'm saying. He wasn't born there anyway.
Yeah, but there must be something there.
Of course. We'll see in a minute what is there. So, let's go back to the last parsha, and we see an interesting point. Where Terach decided to leave the place where he lives because of a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons that Torah is mentioning are that Avraham Avinu has got no children. And maybe Terach, his father, thinks, Meshaneh Makol, Meshaneh Mazal, I'll change the place, I'll change the luck, and maybe we'll have children. Yes. Meshaneh Makol, Meshaneh Mazal. So he decides to leave the place and go where? No.
Oh, where did he go?
No, look. Where did they want to go? Where was the intention to go? Arza Kanaan. In other words, the intention of Terach is to go to the same place that years later Avraham Avinu decides to go. Why?
Maybe he's following his father's intention.
But why? Why Terach wants to go to Canaan?
Why did Terach want to?
And if he wanted to go to Canaan, why did he stop in the middle?
But he died.
No, he didn't die. By the way, this is another interesting point that you're raising up now.
Yeah,
is no. But if you check the age of Terach and the age of Avram, when he left and when his father died, you will find out that he left his father alive.
Oh.
But the Torah wanted to keep the... because it was ordered by God. So the Torah wants us to think about only good about Avram. So it tells us that Terach died, but the Torah doesn't tell us when he died. In other words, when Avram Avinu is leaving the place, Terach is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
And you can check it. You will see the ages and you will find out that he's still alive. So this is another interesting point. But let's understand why Terach wants to go to Canaan. And then, let's go back to when they go out of the ark, and then they tell us all the children, and then when we talk, where is it? Vayehi and Shvi on Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk, the second Pasuk Bet. Vayehi benosam mikedem. We've got it?
No.
Pasuk Bet. Well, Shvi is the second Pasuk. Perek Yud Aleph. Noach. We're going back to Noach.
Noach.
Shvi, the second pasuk in Shvi. Vayihi benosam. Okay. Vayihi benosam mikedem. Vayimtzeu bik'a be'eretz Yinar vayeshvu sham. Here, when we look at what's written here, that they went from Kedem, and on the way, they found a place and they decided to settle there. On the way where? Interesting. Now we'll go to Pirkei Avot. In Pirkei Avot is written, עשרה דורות מנוח עד אברהם, כל הדורות היו מכעיסים את הקדוש ברוך הוא, עד שבא אברהם ולקח שכר כולם. 10 generations from Noah to Avram, and all those generations made God angry. And then Avram Avinu came and took the reward for all those generations.
He was angry.
What's
the reward?
Yes. What reward?
What kind of reward?
What kind of reward? They didn't do any mitzvah. On the contrary, they were bad. So what reward are we talking about? You know, people read the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, they don't even see what's written there. What reward did he get? Says the Rav Nevenzal, an unbelievable idea. The Rav Nevenzal says, when Noah went out of the ark, it was building a new world, and really, the Geula could have come at the same spot. Noah had to take all these people and go where? No. I gave you so many clues. Where do you think?
To Canaan.
The problem is that they didn't get there. Because Nimrod decided to stop on the middle, and then the whole thing with Migdal Bavel and all this story. Years later, after a lot of other stories, Terach decides to finish the journey. That's why he goes to Canaan. Why should he go to Canaan? Because he knew that Canaan is the destination. But he also doesn't finish the job. Who is the only one who finishes the job? Avram Avinu. So in other words, God doesn't have to tell Avram Avinu where to go. The minute he tells you, Lech lecha ma'arzai la'aretz asher areka, which country is it? Which Eretz? Eretz Israel, Eretz Canaan. So the Torah now tells us that he went out onto his way and he also got there. Because he is the only one who finished the trip. And there is a lesson that we learn. En ha-mitzvah nikret ela al shem gomra. If you do a mitzvah and you leave it in the middle,
it's not
you're not going to get reward for it. Who is going to get reward for it? The one who finishes the mitzvah. Now, we have to be very careful here. Because we're talking about a mitzvah that you can finish. Because otherwise, a lot of things, we wouldn't even start because we cannot finish them. That's a different issue. You have to start. All the good things in the world are happening sometimes in stages. They take sometimes generations. You know, if we don't build road for the next generation, even if the road takes us years to do it, it's like the famous story with the Choni HaMa'agel, that when saw this guy planting a tree, he says, "Well, what you're an old guy, what do you plant a tree for?" He says, "Not for me,
for my
children, for my grandchildren, for my great-great-children." So in other words, you should do good things, but if you've got a mitzvah that you have the ability to start and finish, and you don't finish, you will get punished. Hamatchil b'mitzvah, omrim lo, gmor. You start in a mitzvah, finish it. Don't leave things in the middle. By the way, it's in life. It's not only a mitzvah, everything. Nobody likes those who start something and leave it in the middle. And you know, sometimes it's such a big mess that when you have to finish it, it's a double job. So a lesson from here is that first of all, you start something, finish it. And if you don't finish it, the one who finishes it is going to get a reward for what you started. So now we understand the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. All the generation started something and didn't finish. And God didn't like it. But then Avraham Avinu comes and he finishes. So he gets the reward for all those 10 generations from Noah. And I think this is an unbelievable idea of the Rav Nevinson. Yeah, unbelievable.
Mind you, my grandfather wanted to come to Israel.
And my grandmother, they came down to the port, to the Black Sea. And the luggage was sent back to Germany. She was such a zion. She came with my mother, who was 2 years old, and a baby 3 years old, and with her mother. There's a picture of them there. And they came to the Black Sea. My grandfather was in America. And I said, "Well, what about my grandfather?" She said, "He'll follow. He'll come. Meanwhile, he was setting the groundwork in America. And they got there, and they had sent the luggage back to Germany. Not that they were from Germany. They were originally from Lithuania.
That's the way they came.
But
they came through.
The grandmother said, "That's a sign from heaven." So who finished it? My mother, came on Aliyah.
My great-grandfather.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
The whole family.
That's the same story.
America.
It's not...
And he came to Israel. He's buried on the
Especially in Germany.
Most of the Jews
that left Europe, especially in Germany, I know, they moved to America. Yeah. They didn't come to Israel.
Right.
Especially the European people. Then, what did they have to do here?
Exactly. Well, Bernice.
If you were not a Zionist, you wouldn't think about coming here. And my grandmother, she didn't have any question even when everything started. And the governor of the Israelis told to my grandfather, says, "Mr. Hamburger, you better off leave here before." There was an interesting story behind it. So my grandmother says, "There was no question. Where do we go?" "We go to Israel." And they came. You don't realize what it is. It's a shock.
Yeah. To go to here. I mean,
you come from Germany, which was the most development
culture
and it's a culture shock. And not only this, it's hot it's nothing here. Yeah, and you cannot, people don't realize.
You can't imagine what it was like in those
days. And you cannot imagine. It's just like when I see pictures of Netanya, for example, years ago when I met my wife, and you know, it looks like you're looking back to the history.
Yeah, I remember.
It's unbelievable how everything changed. Baruch Hashem, and we have to say thank God on everything we've got. But this is the lech lecha of each one of us. Each one's got this lech lecha, and Avraham Avinu is telling us this story. You start something, you finish it. And sometimes somebody else finishes it, so he gets the reward.
My grandfather came here in 1929 or something like that.
Yeah, so he can.
He lived in Meir-Shir and he built an Aaron Cross.
Yeah,
it's still there.
Interesting.
He always wanted to become my father-in-law.
So now we got a beautiful explanation about the Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'paradcha Me'bet Avicha, and now we realize, understand what is really God telling him. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetcha u'mibet avecha. But he's not there, yes. But he finished the job. So you finished the job that they started years ago. Exactly, and you finished the job. So this is the beauty of when you look at the Torah and you understand and realize that every word's got a meaning. And there is something. And if there's something that is a little more, so we understand. Another explanation is that when you want to build something new, you have to leave the place where you live, especially if it's a corrupt place. And this is what Avraham Avinu is really doing. God is telling him, you are going to build a new nation. So, and that's what he tells him. So you have to move from this corrupt place and leave everything behind you and start a new page. So he tells him, and let's see what he's telling him. Lech lecha me'artzecha me'paradcha me'bet avicha el ha'aretz ve'eischa legoy gadol va'avarchecha va'gadla shmecha v'yeh bracha va'avarchecha me'varchecha. You're going to be blessed. But in order to get it, you have to leave the bad environment. That's, again, why the order is not going in the right way. Because when you want to leave something, you have to do it by stages. You cannot leave, become from in one go. It's like people do tshuva. You cannot become one day you don't keep anything and the next day you keep everything. It doesn't work. You're going to break. So how do? You do it by stages. Same way as you cannot take somebody that lives in the North Pole, in the Antarctica, wherever, and is like minus 60 and take him now to the desert where it's plus 60. What do you think is going to happen to him? He's going to die. So what do? If you want to do it, you take him to a place where it's minus 30. Then minus 20. Then minus 1. Then plus 2. Then plus 10. Plus 10. And then stage by stage, you bring him to a place. And that's exactly what's happening here. First of all, God is telling him, leave the behavior, the attitude of the country. Which is easier. Now, after you leave this, now you have to leave the attitude and the behavior of your neighborhood, the people you grew up with. And then, the last, you have to leave your home, your parents, where that's the biggest influence, and to leave this is the hardest thing to do. But in order to build and start a new page, you need to leave everything behind. Because otherwise, it's not going to work. So, Avraham Avinu is doing it. So God is telling him, leave everything behind. But when we look at it, it's not exactly happening because he's taking Lot with him.
Sarah.
Why is he taking Lot? Sarah is his wife, so and he's been told. You take.
I'm going to leave her back.
Yes. No, he takes it. He should. He takes all those who are his followers. But there is a guy that, Lot, that is not included in all this story. So, why is he taking Lot? And here, you see how you have to learn the Torah. Well, no, it's not so simple. When we look at Pasuk Hey, okay? What is Pasuk Hey telling us? So, Avram is taking Lot.
And sorry.
But God told him not to take nobody. Only you can take your wife and those who go to your followers. But definitely not Lot. But when we look a pasuk before, the Torah tells us exactly the story. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem vayelech ito Lot. Lot joined him. Why did Lot join him?
He thought he was going to be there.
He saw the Yerusha going away. Aravin's got no kids. Aravin is rich. And suddenly he goes away. Huh? He's going to lose all the money. So he runs after Avram Avinu. In other words, it's not the idea of Avram Avinu to take him with. It's Lot's idea. And we also see it when we go on. We see that Lot, what motivates him, is only one thing. Money. That's the whole way. When they have a fight with the shepherds of Lot, they fight with the shepherds of Avram. Why? Because shepherds of Avram, when they go out to the fields that are not theirs, they put on the mouth of the cattle, they put special thing that they cannot eat out. That what be gezer, stealing. But the cattle of Lot, the shepherd didn't care. They just leave them like this, eat whatever you want. So they tell them, this is gezel. This is stealing. You're not allowed to do it. So they had a fight. Well, you know what the shepherds of Lot answered? They said, what do you want? God promised the land to whom?
To Avram.
Avram's got any children?
No.
Lot got it. So everything belongs to Lot. The problem is, it doesn't work like this, because it didn't get it yet. At the end, didn't get it at all, but that's a different thing. So this was the fight. But interesting is, yesterday morning, I think I talked about it in Shul, it's interesting thing is that when we look what Avram Avinu is telling Lot, is something very strange there. Avram Avinu tells Lot, in Pasuk Chet, in Perek Yud Gimel? Yes, Perek Yud Gimel. Pasuk Chet. Got it? Pasuk 8. Got it? Yes. Vayomer Avram Elot, got it?
Yeah.
Pasuk 8, it's Shlishi. When you look at Shlishi, find Shlishi. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Pasuk 8. Vayomer Avram Elot, al na tehi meriva b'ni uvenecha. There shouldn't be a fight between me and you. Ben ro'ai uben ro'echa. Ben our shepherds and your shepherds. Ki anashim achim anachnu, because we are brothers. Now, who do we tell was fighting?
The shepherds.
Why is Avram Avinu, we shouldn't fight between us? He doesn't have a fight with Lot. The fight is between the shepherds.
Yeah, but it was his...
But it's his...
It's his staff and
so,
the other staff.
So?
They're the bosses. They're the
so?
Staff. So they're... It's a fight between two people.
Why? Why is it a fight between the bosses and not between the shepherds?
The shepherds work for the boss.
Which means that if the shepherds do something, does the boss like it or not?
The boss is responsible.
Yeah. And the boss likes it or not?
No.
The boss doesn't like it?
No, if the shepherd does it, then
the boss doesn't say anything.
Then he's approving of it.
In other words, Avram is just telling Lot in his face, I know you didn't tell them.
But
not telling, and you are they are your responsibility. In other words, when they feel that you like what they're doing, that's why they do it. In other words, the fight is between me and you, because I don't do things like this. And now, so why? What's the connection between them being brothers that to have separate to separate?
Where
are
you seeing this?
It's the son of his brother. So we are family. We are a very close family. So is this also a reason to separate? It's a reason to be together, not to separate.
Right.
So why is he saying it? The Imre Yoel says an interesting thing. If I stay with you, people will think that I agree with what you do. So we have to separate because we are brothers. In other words, in everything, so much wisdom in the Torah that is unbelievable. And no, it does things that happen in life. You know, if you have a boss that, you know, when the employees do all this monkey business, he likes it.
No, he keeps quiet. He mocks up nishtisendik.
He turns his face, whatever.
Yeah.
It means he likes it. So he is responsible. He cannot run away from the responsibility.
The buck stops here.
And that's what Avraham Avinu is telling us. So we already see the picture. Who is Lot? But let's see. To what level can he get? So I tell you, he gets to a level. Wow. Let's see. So they separate. And Avraham Avinu gives him the choice. You choose. If you go right, I go left. If you go left, I go right. Whatever you want. The whole land is in front of you. You separate. You go left, I go right. If you go right, I go left. Lot raises his eyes and looks around. So he sees this valley, so beautiful, full with trees, greenery, water. And the Torah tells us, Lifnei Shachet Hashem et Sdom va'Amora. Before God destroyed Sdom. Already we get a clue that this place is not exactly a good place to live. Spirituality, morality, whatever. It's not a good place. There are corrupt people. And let's see. And it's like the garden of God. Like it was really an unbelievable place. And what is Lot choosing? And that, by the way, here also is written Mikedem. You remember what we said before with Kedem? When they went out of the ark, they went Mikedem. What is Kedem? Kedem is not only one of the sides of the world. It's Kedem Kadmono Shel Olam. God. They went away from God. Kedem, Mikodem. Who is Mikodem? Who is before everything? God. So here also the Torah is hinting us, the same way as it hinted us when they left, and instead of going to Canaan, they left, stopped in the middle. And there also we read, if you remember, Vayilchu Mikedem. And here also the same phrase. So in other words, the Torah is not using it just like this. There is a reason. And the reason is, he leaves Avram. And when you leave Avram, you leave God. You leave the morality. You leave all the good things.
Okay, but if you read it just literally, Vayisa Lot Mikedem means that he went first.
No, uh-huh. Mikedem is a Mizrach. Mikedem is one of the sides of the... Kedem is Mizrach or Darom? Yama Vakedma Tzafona Vanegma.
So...
Vakedma.
Tzafona,
so Negba is Darom.
Kedma
is East.
Kiyama is West.
And what is East?
What do you mean?
Well, Mizrach. What is Mizrach? The Shechina is in the Mizrach. Everything's got a reason. Kedem is Kadima. Is also
forward. Right.
Forward. Right. Kedem is the side where God is. The Mizrach. We dive into the Mizrach.
It's also a wine.
Yeah?
Kedem wine.
Okay. So we already see that in the word that the Torah is telling us, that something here is not exactly 100% right. And then, the Torah is telling us, Avraham yashav be'eretz Knaan, velot yashav be'ara kikar vayehal at Sdom. So he is on the border of Sdom. He really puts his tent connected to Sdom. And what is the Torah telling us? The next pasuk? Again, the Torah is telling us the wicked people. So why is Lot going to live there? Because
it was money. Beautiful, more beautiful and richer.
So it's very clear what motivates Lot. Now let's go on. Doesn't finish here. There is a war. And Lot is captured. And when Lot is captured, see what the Torah is telling us. pasuk Yud Bet, Perek Yud Dalet, Perek 14, pasuk 12. Vayikhu et Lot. Got it. Okay. Vayikhu et Lot, and they took Lot when they had this war, so they captured Lot. Ve'et rechusho, and his property, ben achi Avram, which is also a very interesting thing. Vayelchu, and they went. Ve'hu yoshev bezdom. And he sits in Zdom. Who sits in Zdom? Who sits in Zdom?
They
took him. How is he sitting in Zdom?
Right, Lot is sitting in Zdom.
How is he sitting in Zdom? So what is the Torah telling us? The Torah telling us, though he was captured, in his mind, he is still sitting where? It's a state of mind. It's not a place. Being in Sdom means that you are corrupt. And if you want to make sure that that's the way it is, where is he going after he's being released? Back to the same place. God is trying to tell him, you don't live in a good place. Look what happened to you. You almost got killed. And who saved you? Your uncle, Avram, who is a tzaddik. So instead now, learn the lesson and go with Avram. You're going back where? To Sdom? But it doesn't matter. Even when he was captured, he was already
in
Sdom. He's still in Sdom. And he's in Sdom all his life in Sdom. The whole idea is Sdom. They say, Avda be'efker anichalei. A slave has got it good when, like in Hefker. What was Hefker? A slave, he doesn't have to worry about anything. And he doesn't, if he's a slave of somebody corrupt, he enjoys it also. So they say, Avda be'efker anichalei. Now, My wife, I'm writing about it this Shabbos. My wife saw a program about women in jail. And it's is very interesting. You have on one side those women that did, like, say, you know, those smuggling, and not something serious. Like, what do you say, white collar crime. And they put them together
with low life.
And you see that suddenly the behavior changed.
I think that was about those two women, Yaari. I think that was.
I don't know. Yaari, I didn't see it. And the thing is that the influence
of the
place, it's so unbelievable. You know, it's like it's a test. You see them coming in like those very gentle women, and they go out like, sorry to tell you, this riffraff, like the worst thing, like they talk, unbelievable. And this is exactly one of the big lessons of Parsha. Avram Avinu is being told, leave the place, leave everything behind, because if you want to build a new place, a new society, and you open a new page, you have to be separated from bad environment, bad neighbors. Archek mishachen ra. Avram and Lot. We see the two sides of the coin. Who is Avram becoming, and what is Lot becoming? We next parsha will see. Lot is one of the judges of Sdom. Come from Avram Avinu. He must learn something there. And become a judge in Sdom. And this is the worst thing. You know, what happens is that you live in a place that corruption becomes the law. The justice of this place is corruption. It's unbelievable.
In the mafia.
You say that. They have this code of honor or whatever. You know, you are a mafia. Like in Sdom, they had the Gemara is telling us about these rules they had. Unbelievable. So, one side Avram Avinu, and the other side we have Lot. So, Avram Avinu, of course, saves a lot. It's his family. Is his family. And then there is another thing I want to talk about, and with this we finish today this lesson. And this is a very interesting point with Avraham Avinu, which is connected with the children. When Lot is with Avraham Avinu, God doesn't speak with the Avraham Avinu. Only when Lot leaves him, God talks with him. Because God didn't want Lot to come with him, as we said in the beginning. Unfortunately, he was there. So till it gets to the breaking point where they're separated, God doesn't talk with Avraham Avinu. But then he talks with him. And look what he tells him. Pasuk Yudaled in Perek Yud Gimel. It's before Revi, before Revi. Perek Yud Gimel. Let's start from Pasuk Yudaled. Okay? Pasuk 14. Got it? Vashem Amar El Avram. Got it? Pasuk 14. Perek Yud Gimel, and it's before Revi. Vashem Amar El Avram, and God tells Avram, Achre Ipared Lot Meimo, after Lot separated from him, Sana Enecha, raise your eyes and look, Mina Makom, from the place you are standing, Tzafon Nava Negba, Vakedma Vayama, all the place, all around you, Kol Haaretz Hazot. Everything you see, I'm going to give you and your
Zaracha.
And your children, great.
Progeny.
Vesamti et Zaracha keafar haaretz. So God is promising him what?
Children.
A lot of children.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Now let's go to Pasuk Bet. In Perek Tetvav. Second Pasuk in Perek Tetvav. This after Hamishi. Vayomer Avram Hashem Elokim. Got it? Pasuk Bet, Perek Tetvav. After Hamishi. Okay. Vayomer Avram Hashem Elokim. God tells God. Mati Tenli, what you giving me, Vanochi Olech Hariri, and I've got no children, Veben Meshek Biti Uda Meshek Eliezer, and the one I've got is my slave, Eliezer. Veyomer Avram, and Lilo Natata Zera, you didn't give me any children. Veine Ben Biti Oreshoti, and I will have to give everything to my slave, to Eliezer. What's going on here? We just read that God promised him what?
Everything.
Children. And here he's complaining, he's got no children?
So,
what's going on here?
So he's giving a hint.
So what is God doing? This one is not going to inherit you. The one is going to go out of you. And then he takes him out. He says, look at the sky and count the stars. If you can count them, that's how your
how many children
are going to be. What's going on here?
He's telling me so have children.
But God promised him children.
Okay.
So why does he say he's going to give his inheritance to Eliezer?
Avram.
Yes. Now, when is this happening? You know when this is happening? This is happening after he wins the war. He comes back. And Malkitzedek, Melech Shalem, comes out to him and blesses him and gives him food and whatever. And he's happy about Avraham Avinu coming back and winning the war. Says Rashi on the spot, one of the nations he killed, the people he killed, are really the children of Malkitzedek with Hashem. In other words, Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek is happy that Avraham Avinu, which is also one of his descendants, killed one of his the sentence. Why? Because they were evil. So Aram is thinking to himself, one minute, what's going on here? What did God promise me? You're going to have children
like the stars? And
no, that's now. What did he promise before? Like the sand. What is sand? Sand is earth. I don't want children connecting to earth. I want children connected to heaven. If I'll have children like earth, I will have children like Melchizedek. Better off, I won't have nobody. And if I have children, that's who I am going to give my inheritance. Not to my children, but to Eliezer. So God tells him, don't worry, you don't understand. You are going to be like the stars, your children. Stars is heaven. So now, Avraham Avinu is satisfied and he's happy about it to the level that he says, Vayimin ba'ashem vayachasheveh lo tzedakah. What is this? There is a lot of explanation about who thought tzedakah to whom. But let's say that Avraham Avinu thinks that what now God did with him is tzedakah. It's like a great thing, tzedakah. Why? Because let's think about it. We say, akol bidei shamayim chutz meirat shamayim. In other words, everything is the hand of God except the fear of God. In other words, God cannot promise in a normal way that your children are going to be God-fearing, going to be tzaddikim, because it's in their hand. God cannot decide on this. And what is God now promising him? That he's going to have tzaddikim. So God says, so that's why Abraham is saying, Echshevah l'tzedakah. In other words, this is a promise that is beyond normal things. So here we learn another lesson. Children is a good thing, but we want good children. And sometimes, unfortunately,
they turn out.
So this is what is worrying Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, for him, the most important thing is, who is going to love God after me? That's why Avraham Avinu was chosen to do what he is. So we learned here that influence of a bad place, and the influence, the Rambam says, there is nobody that is, protected from influence. Nobody. Even if on the surface it looks like it doesn't affect you, it affects you. You're better off run away from a bad influence. So this is why Avraham is being told, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'ratcha me'et avicha. You have to leave the place and start anew. And for us, the lesson is, we have Avram and we have Lot. If we go away, but the idea is, and this is, by the way, one of the explanations that says ito, that Lot alach ito. There is ito ve'imo.
Yeah.
What is the difference between ito ve'imo? Ito is you. They go together,
okay,
but not with the same attitude, not with the same feeling, and not with the same meaning. But when he says imo, it means that they go really together. They're together emotional, spiritual, and not only walking on the same way. In other words, the Torah already here tells us that Lot is not really going with Avram because of his holiness or because he wants to be a tzaddik, but he's got a different reason. Not because God tells him what to do. He goes because he loves money. And we see it then later on, where it brings him. So we will try and go in the way of Avraham Avinu, go in the right way. Well, sometimes we have our lot inside, because all this is our story. But we have to know it. You know, when you want to fight your enemy, you have to know your enemy. So if we know it, we will know not to get to the level, chas v'sholom, of Anshei Sdom. Because Sdom made, let's say, a corruption to justice. Bezrat Hashem will have, going in the way of Avraham Avinu.